After the Wagon Wheels, Stories from Oregon Trail Genealogy, Volume 2. Written by Mark Goddard. Narrated by Chris Roman. A collection of stories, history, and family from the Oregon Trails Genealogy website, found at OregonTrailGenealogy.com. Dedicated to my family, past and future. Mining for Family. After all these years, I carry a significant list of family surnames in my mind. Whether researching a document online or perusing a book from my shelf, I tend to always check for those names. I could be researching family and history unrelated to my own, yet I'll always hit Control F while online to search for those surnames or check the index in books to see if those families appear. What I've found is that there is a surprisingly high rate of success in finding tidbits of information about my own family if the other research I'm doing is geographically related to where my family had been. The other factor leading to that success is a topic I've mentioned before, that the relatively low population over a large geographic area led to more frequent intertwining of that population, and hence, more connections to other pioneering families. And so, it was one day, while researching for another project, that I checked an index for those surnames of mine and found a reference to Jim Fisk Creek. The creek is located on the south side of the Wallowa Mountains, just west of the mining town of Cornucopia. And looking at a map of the creek, I found a marker for the Jim Fisk Mine, just to the northwest of Cornucopia. The only Jim Fisk I knew was James Howard Fisk, 1884-1947, my great-grandfather. How was it that in all the research into my own family, I had no idea about the mine or the creek? I began researching my grandfather anew, found another reference for the creek being named for him, and naturally, wondered why. I wondered what grandfather had done. What was so significant that both the creek and mine would have been named after him? There had to be a story, and I'm determined to find it. And so, the search began and led me to research all things Cornucopia. Of all the gold mining that took place in the late 1800s, there are few as significant as the gold discovered in the Cornucopia Mine Complex. Between 1880 and 1946, approximately $20 million in gold and silver were extracted from 36 miles of tunnels that were gouged into the steep mountains above Fisk and Pine Creek, giving the rise to the town of Cornucopia. But for the wealth of information that can be found from mining records located in Baker City and online, numerous books on the subject, first-hand accounts that have been written, and diaries, I have yet to find a single mention of Jim Fisk relating to the creek or the mine. From Canyon City to Sumter, from Echo to Enterprise, from Boise to Wallowa, my grandfather moved with work and was near Cornucopia when the mines were booming and the mining town of Cornucopia rose above Pine Creek. It feels like my grandfather is a ghost in the background of photos of miners and the town, carrying a pole down to the creek to fish. I know he was there. His son, my beloved great uncle Howard, was born there. Yet as often happens to those of us who do family research, we can be surrounded by a wealth of information, yet find nothing. As much as it feels like I've failed to answer the original question about my grandfather, I've discovered so much more. In my searches, I ran across a recent article in the Baker City Herald, March 4, 2023, titled Golden Cornucopia, Documentary Explores History of Baker County's Richest Mining District. John Webb of Copia Film, who produced the documentary, had followed a similar path as I in learning about the history of Oregon, of mines, and of family. In the article, there's a collection of photos and one that caught my eye, not because it was a fine old photograph, but because of the name of the small boy in the picture. A name that tickled that list of surnames I kept in my head. Jesse Brown. The photograph showed a house buried under the staggering snowfall of those high, steep mountains surrounding Cornucopia. A feeling that reached out to me from that photo of the boy standing in the doorway. I said to myself, "This is family."